Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hey folks, welcome along, good to have you. Glory Days, of course, the PJ and Jim podcast, and I think it might be a first actually for this podcast.
Yeah, what have we done now?
Because we've had correspondence.
Oh, jeepers, now, the world is reaching out.
It's not quite, you know, a postbag.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say we were flooded with letters or anything.
I used to love that show. Do you remember that? Your man in the beige suit. And then it'd be like something, it's disgraceful that RTE would show the Dukes of Hazzard after the Angelus on a Saturday. That woman's shorts got me so excited, I forgot to do my prayers. You know, and then it would be, whoa, pipe down, County Longford.
Yeah, yeah. You'd
always have that, remember.
That was mailbag, wasn't it?
Yeah, mailbag.
That one was.
It was great. It was so brilliant, you know.
Yeah. And it was very like to say it was safe.
Oh, the safest ever. Yeah. While watching episode 4 of Glenroe last week, I was wondering where Miley got his boots. And if you could please share with the viewers. It was really, really safe, simple stuff.
Well, it's not quite on that par, right? I think it might have come in on Facebook for us, right? So I'll just read it to you, right? And see what you make of this, right? So it's come in. I'll just say Paul, okay? In case he doesn't want to be identified.
Yeah.
But Paul sent this in, right? Hi. Just wanted to let the lads know this story. While myself and a colleague were out doing deliveries in our truck this morning, we were on the M50 southbound at Fairhouse, and we noticed a male driver in a black BMW 3 Series 141 Reg.
I love the way he's given us partial identification, yeah.
In the middle lane, pleasuring himself vigorously.
That is disgraceful. Like, that's absolutely beyond.
And Paul goes on to say, now lads, is this normal behaviour on the commute to work?
I love the way he says
I think you know the answer to that, Paul.
I love the way he says pleasuring himself vigorously, is that normal behaviour? No, pleasuring yourself at a regular speed is normal.
Yeah, calmly pleasuring yourself by all means.
But
vigorously.
But vigorously on the
M50. Animal.
What happens if you need to change gear? Yeah, you know what I mean?
You forget
which one is in your which hand.
But
you know what I mean?
Quite apart from...
You'd be trying to change gears and you'd be just moving your Mickey up and down. You'll crash.
That's what I was about to say that now. I'm glad you picked up on that. Because quite apart from the whole public exposure thing, there's the actual... I mean, the physical kind of... The logistics of having to drive and wank at the same time.
I know,
not easily done.
No, it's not. I've never been into the whole... I suppose if you're going to have some sexual kick in the car, you're better off doing it on your own. You know what I mean? Like it's like a friend of mine once told me.
Well, certainly if you're driving, I mean, I don't know if you could go for full on.
Did you ever have a ride in the car? I swear to God, it's worse than a shower. And that's shit. You know, that is absolutely shit.
Worse than a shower?
Yeah, you know the way you think it's going to be great? You go in, you're all soapy at the start.
Yeah.
Woo, slippy, slippy, bum, bum, and slippy boobies and slippy willies and all.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and then all of a sudden it just... The soap wears off. It's just the fucking water. And you're rubbing each other going... Like your skin gets all sticky.
That's right.
And the Triton's just going... And one of you is freezing. And then you get a cramp in your arse.
That's true. Yeah, the one who's out of the water.
The one who's out of the water. The other one's roasting the big red fucking stain on our back. And you're like... You're just like... Are you enjoying this? She's like... The Triton, I can't hear you over the boiler. Yeah, it's absolute shite. And cars are even worse again. It's just, it's like doing it in a dry shower where someone can look in the window and catch you. It's absolutely shite. Like, even sex in a bed now can be bad enough if it's squeaking. Do you have the distraction a squeak will give you?
Nothing worse than, or a headboard.
Oh, you know.
And you think, and you assume, well, the neighbours are hearing every fucking thing that's going on here now. Because that's what banging their wall, basically.
And not even the neighbours, trying to maintain passion when all you hear is, you know, you're like, oh.
Is that your Mickey now or the bed?
I have an inflatable Mickey. Yeah. You have to stand on me balls to pump it up. It's like a foot pump for a bug.
I gotta say, I'll be with you now. I'll be with you now.
Yeah. And then after sex, I have to let the air out. Yeah.
How was that for you?
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that, baby. Just gonna fold the Mickey up for next time.
Put it away.
Yeah. Imagine you got a puncture and the fucking thing be flying around the room like a balloon.
I'll put it out with the paddle pool.
Yeah.
Until the next time we need it.
Can you imagine them?
Oh my God.
Yeah, oh, that, that's...
But anyway, look, Paul, to answer your question, because obviously he wanted to, you know, he knew he'd come to us for a very serious answer on this.
Of course he did,
a definitive answer, but yeah, vigorously...
Vigorous is the word that gets
vigorously
me.
Vigorously pleasuring yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the other thing about
what
that...
What is vigorously pleasuring? Like, was he eating an ice cream and rubbing it into his nipples as well?
No, like, but like, if you're vigorously, like, I mean, because it can affect your eyesight and everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like, he was a danger. He was a positive danger there on the M50.
Definitely,
was.
Yeah. Road trap, yeah. Buy a simulator. Just pretend
not
you're
not to mention,
driving.
I mean, like, obviously, I don't know whether he continued that going or whether he reached the end, if you know what I mean.
Which
could have provided all sorts of other problems.
I wouldn't mind any. It's a 141 BMW. He has... I know those cars. They have entertainment systems. You know, you can listen to as much music as you want.
Yeah.
You can listen to podcasts, you know, all of that stuff. The headrests and probably heated seats, although it's a 3 Series. Maybe that's what he was trying to make himself feel like. He had a 5 Series. Pulling the flute off himself. He's just sitting there driving. James.
Oh my god.
I'd love a 7 Series in the garage. But yeah, no, definitely not.
Where was he going as well? Where would you, like, and the other thing about
it. They do
is,
say that you should always have a wank before making a big decision. Like, I honestly think
who
they
says that?
Everybody
where
says it.
Do they?
Yeah,
I've
doctor.
Never seen
your doctor
that
always
down.
Tell you that, yeah. Before
right,
you,
so before you, so you don't know.
Yeah,
if so you're in a car showroom,
yeah,
and you don't know whether to go for the blue one or the red one, so you whip your lad out, do you?
Yeah.
Where's
your toilet? Go in and pull one out. You won't buy either of them. You'll save a fortune.
Wow.
I tell you, men are like, it's the same. I guarantee we wouldn't have had a Celtic Tiger crash if people just had a fucking wank before they put the 100,000.
Before
they says, give me 600,000 for a holiday, or no problem. Because they would have pulled one out and gone, yeah, I don't need this. I don't need this in my life.
Right.
You know, yeah, definitely, yeah. After, like, there's
yeah,
to be
I mean,
said
I'm not sure where you got that wisdom from, but.
Well, yeah, I
don't. Everyone says, do they?
Everybody says it, yeah. If you're going to text somebody from your past and all, I guarantee if you just have a little bit of self assessment, you'll change your mind.
Are you sure they didn't actually use those words and you just misinterpreted it? Like, they might have said self-assessment,
yeah,
as in take a long hard look at yourself, and you thought self-assessment.
Self-assessment.
Oh, right. Okay.
Fair enough.
Don't know if you say so.
Jez, I have a lot of decisions to get through today, though. I'll be there going, yeah, I better buy some lubricant. I got, you know. Yeah,
oh
you got all that self-assessment. Yeah.
I mean, the other thing as well about that chap that Paul and his mate saw is that, like, I wonder what time in the morning that was. Because,
yeah.
I mean, let's face it, like, I mean, we've often talked on this show about how exhausted you are in the morning.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I mean, like, people, are, you know, you're in grumpy form, and you, I mean...
I know, it's
I mean,
the last.
Idea of getting yourself to that state.
So, like, even when you're with somebody else, you know, you'd be like, you know, they'd be like, do you ever, like, you know when you'd be like a, you'd be with someone and all, then... They're out for a few jars and they come back randy, you know. And you're like pretending to be asleep and everything. You, do you ever, you know the way that'd be happening? And you'd be like, awake. And then you start getting the rub on the back of your pajamas.
Oh, God, I hope she's so drunk she falls asleep shortly.
Yeah, you're there going, so, Jen, hello. I love you. Yeah.
It's amazing they never make blueies with that in it, isn't it?
Yeah,
nobody's ever made a bluey like
that. That's the ultimate bluey for a middle-aged man.
Yeah.
A fella who just about to have sex, but then he goes, do you know something? We'll get a Chinese.
That would be the best plot ever.
You just
the
look
best
at,
plot ever.
Best plot ever, yeah. You're going, how will I possibly make it up to you, sir? Well, you could. Do you want to get a Chinese?
Yeah, if you go and collect it, that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what... It's the difference, isn't it? I want somebody who likes going for long walks on their own. Yeah.
The on their own is the
I want
preferably in a direction away from me.
I'm looking for somebody with an active lifestyle who loves the outdoors, because I'm not into any of that fucking shit, and I'll only have to see them,
and I prefer having the house to myself.
And I love having the free gaff.
You see,
romance, Jim.
That would have been the best Tinder profile ever,
wouldn't it? Romance, Jim.
Brilliant.
Romance.
And I tell you something. When it comes to men, actually, during the week, we had very interesting conversations about, like, when the, you know, I mean, as I say, we've all different sort of aspects and views and opinions on things like, you know, carrying on amoratically and everything.
Oh, amoratically, yeah.
But one of the things is that that women will never fully understand about men is some of the thought processes that we go through.
Yeah.
And we had a classic during the week there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of what men discuss and the decisions they come to.
When we're left on our own, the things that are sort of the belief in our own abilities can be kind of fantastic, really.
Yeah, it is extraordinary. Yeah. It is extraordinary. So you'll hear that as part of the best bits. Also, maybe on a related topic, it was National Stupid Question Day. Ask a Stupid Question Day, wasn't it?
In the US, yeah.
Exactly.
And let's face it, they have a lot of stupid questions.
There was a few belters.
But my God, it's amazing what people think.
Yeah. Some of the ones that came in from listeners
were worse. One of them I'm still disturbed about. I'm actually nearly having nightmares about it.
You get to hear that. And one of the best cracks we had during the week was we were talking about, apparently there's an official list that was done, a survey that was done of the most boring sports to watch.
Yeah. Which we
got. It was
quite
an extensive list.
It was a very extensive list. They're done by some casino or something.
Yeah.
A ridiculous list, really. Yeah. Really and truly, to be honest.
And PJ put his own particular slant on some of the sports involved. I'll just say cricket.
Cricket. That's it. I'll let you get there, okay?
go and check it out for yourself. And we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Men have been talking to each other about what animals they would beat in a fight. And it turns out that 10% of people think they'd batter a chimpanzee in a one-on-one. This story makes me laugh.
This is such the a male bloke thing. This is absolutely the kind of conversation you could see lads having in a pub or something. Would you say you'd be a chimp?
So 10%.
You're a chimp.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd say I have it though, yeah.
Now, are we talking a chimp now? Do you mean like a chimp? Or do you really mean an orangutan?
Like a gorilla or an orangutan.
Or a gorilla or something.
Yeah, yeah. This story is and then there's some people say 10% say they'd batter a chimpanzee in a fight, but and 45% think they could kill a goose if they had to with their bare hands. Yeah, yeah. These are lads now that live in cities and all. Yeah,
that's the thing, right? These are lads who'll never encounter these situations
in their lives,
and they're going to. And so, how many think they could?
45% think they could kill a goose with their bare hands if they needed to. You know,
is a goose dangerous?
Well, I thought,
because like goose are like swans, are they?
Yeah, well, I suppose you know the way they always do that stupid thing. Oh, yeah, but a swan will break your arm. No, he wouldn't. A swan will not break your arm like a swan.
It was a bloke that said that, wasn't it?
Of course, it was. Yeah, a fella who did break his arm probably trying to ride a swan on a pond or something. Yeah, yeah, you can imagine.
I do know a lad who broke his leg, or a sheep broke his leg.
A sheep.
Yeah.
The
sheep was running by him and he put his leg out to try and stop him getting by and he broke his leg.
That's very embarrassing, isn't it? Of all the animals to break your leg, I'd be there. You imagine the lies you'd have to come up with. You'd be there going, oh no, but it was a Staffordshire pit bull sheep. It was an Alsatian sheep. It was a half werewolf, half sheep. And believe it or not, there's actually a list here, right?
Right.
Now, wait till you get a load of this. Men asked, and they all came up with, roughly they said that, in order, they think they could batter a rat, then a cat, kill a goose. They think they could probably fight off a medium-sized dog. Maybe an eagle. Definitely a big dog. A chimpanzee. Some say they could kill a king cobra if they got his foot on his neck. Two lads said they'd batter a kangaroo. Four lads said they'd kill a crocodile. The gorilla. One madman thought he could beat a gorilla in a fist fight. A gorilla.
I'm more concerned about the four lads who thought they'd be able to take a... Because they didn't mean they were acting together. They meant individually.
Wait,
they
hear this.
They could kill a crocodile.
And one fella says if he was with his mates, he could probably do an elephant. And then... Yeah. If he was with his mates.
This is why we're saying...
And if he had enough support and training, like if he went to a gym, like if he was doing MMA for a few years, he says he'd have to get back in shape. But he'd reckon he'd have a go off a grizzly bear.
So this is what we're saying to you. Never ask a bloke, right, what they're thinking, and don't ask them what they were talking about when they were with their mates.
Don't.
Because you expect it to be meaningful things about their life and their kids and their relationships
even,
and their jobs and everything. But it's not. They're literally finding out from each other. They're talking about whether or not... Imagine going to those... Now, to be fair now, if I went back to the gym...
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I wouldn't do it now. Like,
I'd need... You know, I've got my M&M... or M&M.
If I got my M&M belt... If I got, if I got a black belt and M&M... I'd kick their nuts off a bear.
If I got my MMA skills back and all that, I'd say I'd take a grizzly now.
It's the best story ever.
That's mad.
And what I love about this story is the newspaper went to a chimpanzee, to a monkey sanctuary, right, in Wales. And they said, would these fellas, are they out of their mind? Like, what is it possible for a fella to win a fight against a gorilla? And your man that works there, Jan Garen, says, no. A gorilla will go for your eyes and you won't see, and then he'll take your hands off so you can't fight back. And that's what the animal expert said.
Right.
But you know, there's still a fella out there. Well, now that I know that, I'd block my eyes and I'd karate kick him in the neck.
That's lads would actually, they'd see that as just another part of the challenge. Ah, yeah, well, I'd go in wearing a welder's mask, right? So he wouldn't get near me.
He wouldn't get near me.
And then
I'd give him a karate chop in the bridge of their nose and his eyes would be watering. And then he wouldn't, and I'd be like, up into the sack. I'd be down like a light. No problem. Oh, I'd have him. Like, I remember being in a pub and genuinely having, this is a real conversation, right?
Yeah.
And one of the lads goes, I could run around the moon in a day. Right? And the other lad goes, you couldn't. The moon is huge. The moon is like a planet. You couldn't make it around it. You'd be knackered. It's like 15 marathons. He goes, no, it's not. It's the same as going from Donnymead to Wicklow in distance. And the other fella goes, shut up the pair of you. This is stupid. If you tried to run on the moon, you'd float away.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Today is officially, by the way, Ask a Stupid Question Day in the United States. So it's a day where in the States they say if there's ever been a question you wanted to ask but you're afraid to.
Yeah.
Today is the day. Nobody will laugh at you. They will. They will. There is so many different stupid questions. And it got me fishing around on the internet to see what the most stupid questions people have asked. And doctors. Oh my God, do doctors get asked stupid questions. One person went in and says, I've just found out I'm adopted. How do you think I should tell my parents? Which is like, you start thinking to yourself, right. You know,
you start thinking to yourself, you've got way bigger problems than you think you
have. And then there's a fella who was sitting at a bar and he drank back his whole drink and he swallowed his ice cube. And he went to the doctor because he said, it's been a week now and it hasn't come out the other end.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's also a woman who asked the doc, how can I be sure I'm the real mother of this child? I'd say it was a 9-month trial period, to be quite honest. That sort of gave us the thing away, you know.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's a fella, he was given a pill by a friend of his and he says, that's the gay pill. And he had to go to the doctor and say, is there such a thing as a tablet that you take and it makes you gay? And he says, no. I don't know what he gave you, but that's the stupidest thing I've ever been asked. It'd be like, yeah, so, you know. Which is such a...
We don't know the origin.
The most ridiculous schoolyard stupid thing. No, there's no origin. They've sort of protected the guilty.
I mean, that's up there with people thinking the moon is made of cheese or something. I mean, that's crazy stuff.
Yeah, oh, I know. And there's someone went to the vet with our cash and says, isn't it amazing the way their fur always lines up exactly in the right place for their eyes? And the vet was like...
Isn't that amazing? Isn't nature just wonderful that? It's incredible.
Yeah. And it's just amazing. Like, you know, someone also asked, what religion exactly is African? Which is, that's just bananas. Like, they're just...
What religion is African?
What religion is African? Yeah. Like, you know, what I was thinking on converting to African.
I was going to say, do we know the origins of any of these? Are these all? I mean, I don't want to, you know, go too heavy on Americans or whatever.
But no.
We don't know that these aren't necessarily American questions, just randomly from around the world.
I actually think they might be mostly American questions. Some of them make sense, I suppose. The woman who asked the doctor, she says, "My husband has tattoos, and I'm just wondering if we have a baby, will it come out tattooed? because are they genetic?" And for the doctor to say, "No, I think." They were acquired by her husband, you know. He wasn't born with a panther and with a dagger on his head coming out of his chest, you know.
Why, she thought it was some sort of weird birthmark.
Oh, it's absolutely bananas.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Someone saying if they shaved their golden retriever to look like a lion, would the other dogs just be afraid of him in the house? And this is amazing. Like, what age? Now, this is a guy asking for himself.
Okay.
Went in there, so you have to say, okay, he's young. Maybe he didn't know, but he says, look, I'm just a bit worried. At what age does a boy's period come? Because, you know...
No way.
He didn't know what to be thinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which still is better than the woman who asked, if I have sex with my husband while I'm pregnant, does that mean the baby will get pregnant as well?
I mean, these are people who'll probably end up having
adults
jobs.
Adults,
and,
they know, vote.
They vote. Their jobs may be in important positions.
I know, yeah. Human resources and all. And then there's people who can't even feed themselves properly. Like
what
the fella.
You mean?
Well, the fella asked his wife, "Is an egg a fruit or a vegetable?"
Joe, that reminds me of. Remember you told that story of your mate who said that, what do you call it? he was eggs or something. It was still boiling eggs.
Oh, yeah, this is the fella. He said he was getting in fit, you know, getting all the eggs and stuff.
Yeah.
And he said to his ma, he came down and he boiled the eggs and he says, oh, I had them eggs there this morning. Left out, they're very chewy. And she was like, what do you mean chewy? And he says, well, they're very chewy, like, when I boiled them. She goes, I boiled them for you already. And he said, oh, did you? I just thought you peeled them, he goes. How do you peel a raw egg? People are absolutely... How do you peel a raw egg?
So he thought that an egg was kind of, you know, solid, that the white was solid inside it all the time.
All the time. He thought chickens came out of hard eggs. Yeah. And then there was the lad as well that I used to race with years ago. And a fella goes, he had a Labrador.
Yeah.
And the Labrador had a load of pups, you know. And he goes, I have a pup, so if you know anyone looking for a pup, let me know. And he says, oh, he didn't have an Alsatian, did he? Because my dad's been looking for one of them for ages. Like, he thought that just random dogs came flying out of other dogs. We've had our fingers crossed for a poodle.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
We tend to have a lot of, you know, active, sporty types that listen to the show, regularly get people in who are going off maybe for a game of golf or they're going off to do whatever they're going off to do, fishing. We've got a few fishermen that listen
to the
show.
I love that. Active, sporty types. And then he says fishing. The only sport you can do with a six pack.
Of cans.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, listen, and we get people who you know, are at the gym when they text us in.
Yeah,
all those
we
kind
do
of
get a lot of that, actually.
Now, strictly speaking, I suppose, this goes beyond sports, right? This particular list. It's more just all games.
All games, yeah. So it's an online casino. We won't say the name of them because that's what they want, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
But an online casino, it did a poll of it, took all of its customers to say, you know, what are, and this is like a lot of, there's a good few thousand people participated in this to tell us which is the most boring games as a spectator you could watch, you know.
Right.
And I can't believe what's come out. Particularly in the top 10, I'm shocked, to be honest with you.
Right. Like, for example, then.
Will we just do the top 10?
Give us, is there any particular highlights that, you know, have really, you know...
Yeah, like, for example, how can superbike racing be in the top, like, be listed in the top 30? People literally flying through the air. People with a 1,000cc engine between their legs, you know, sitting on nothing more than two wheels and 200 brake horsepower.
Attempting incredible speeds.
Inches from each other, hurtling through the air, bouncing through tyre walls.
And maybe it's waiting for them to come round. You know, because another way, it's great watching Formula One on the telly.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine if you were a spectator and you see them go, meow, 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 meow. And then you have to wait until they come around again.
Yeah, this is what's wrong. I thought that's what's wrong with the world now. Nothing is enough. People have to be so constantly entertained. It's not enough to see 30 lads chase each other around the place for a few seconds at a time and it keeps coming around. It's like, no, I want them on horseback with swords and shooting flamethrowers at each other and constant vision, you know. And then it's like boxing is in it, which is, I'm really surprised at.
I tell you what I'm surprised at. I've just noticed hurling is in it.
Hurling? Like, who says hurling?
Hurling is the fastest field game in the world.
In the world. Played by culties who only see in black and white. You know, running around, battering each other with sticks. You know.
I mean, it's basically gladiators.
Yeah, the only reason they wear helmets is so they won't ruffle their hair. In case they have a winner's photograph to take.
It's you to know. Stop them headbutting each other.
Yeah, the ball is harder than a bullet you'd fire at a Russian tank.
Yeah.
And they're like, and these people are saying it's boring to watch. I can't get my head around that.
Wow.
At all. And then football, believe it or not, makes number 10.
Well, I suppose it depends if you're watching.
I guess a bad game. Like, yeah. I mean, if you're watching, you know, the Carlisle Warriors playing,
yeah,
you know, the Connors Key Nomads in a crispy baked Iron Brew Cup final, you're probably not going to be that.
Yeah, it mightn't be that exciting.
Enthralling, but, you know, when you watch, like, Premier League football.
Look, I've just spotted at number 15, they have horse racing.
Yeah.
Horse racing.
Horses feature a lot in this list. With show jumping, horse racing, dressage, which is horse dancing. I always feel very sorry for horses.
Horse dancing.
It is horse dancing, isn't it? Do you ever see his dressage? It's like the horse is tap dancing.
Yeah.
They're making your horse do a Fred Astaire. Horses. Why? How they haven't put a horse on ice skates yet is beyond me.
Yeah.
I always feel sorry for horses. You know, they make horses do absolutely everything.
That's a fair point, actually. Yeah, yeah.
How they haven't got horses driving cars racing.
Even just saying that, how could you regard it as boring? Horse dancing.
Yeah, horse dancing.
Right, well, give us the top 10 then.
Football is there. Lawn bowling, grand, I suppose, as a spectator sport, number 9.
You almost became a lawn bowler.
I did. I was walking through Bray.
You nearly had the chinos on you.
I did, and I saw two elderly gentlemen in sand-coloured chinos wearing straw hats.
Yeah.
And they were bowling, and one of them decided to turn around and explain the game. The rules, and it was my kind of game, because it took about 5 seconds. And then
try and get this ball near that one.
Near that ball.
Right, I'm in.
And I was standing there like a monkey at the cage with my hands on the two bars looking in. Watched the whole game.
I remember you coming in and saying you were nearly tempted.
Yeah, and you become a judge really quick, you know. Oh, that's too fast now.
Everyone's a critic.
I was there. Look at old Arthur now. He's giving it the tennis elbow. Look at him.
That's him.
Yeah, so that's in there. Then there's darts. It comes in at 8.
Darts!
Darts, yeah.
Literally, when you have things like the whole kind of like... How can they say that's boring?
I know, yeah. And especially like the added crack of darts where half of them are half cut. You know, it's brilliant.
I mean, in fairness, I see fishing there now. That,
yeah.
As a spectator sport, I don't really get that now.
No, no.
Why would you watch other lads fishing?
The one thing I do like about darts and fishing is they're both the only sports where you can use a sovereign ring as a weight to gauge accuracy. Yeah. You're there going, yeah. I'm putting on the good sovereign today. Yeah, fishing definitely as a spectator sport, I never got it.
Yeah.
When we worked with Mike and he had fishing videos, like, remember, he used to watch the same video 3 or 4 times. Like, he knew your man was catching the fish.
Yeah,
he knew everything about it.
It wasn't like a whodunit.
Yeah,
it's your man with the rod.
It's your man with the man there with the six pack standing next to the boat.
He was the one.
Yeah, lads listening to Killing Me Softly on a stereo as they're fishing, holding a can in one hand and maybe a smoke, a rolly hanging out of his mouth. Like, if you can play a sport with a rolly hanging out of your mouth, man, it's not a sport.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Now, these top 5, right, we were doing the list of the most boring spectator sports.
Yeah.
According to this survey by this online casino, whatever. So far, we've disagreed with just about everything.
Just about every single
With the exception of fishing.
With the exception of fishing as a
spectator sport.
Yeah, I don't think it really is that.
Yeah. I mean, surely even people into fishing
don't like watching other people fishing.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into fishing, I'm sure you like to actually fish. The idea that you'd walk down to a canal and stand there staring at a lad who just has his rod in the thing.
I just never understand. You can buy a fish, like it's just, it's so simple.
Are you talking about from a chipper, like?
Yeah, you know, like you can...
You know, you can get one... That'd be amazing if you walked up to a lad in the canal and went, you know, you can get one of them battered and everything in that place up there.
You can freeze them.
And they give you chips with it.
They give you anything you want. You name it. It's weird. It feels like somebody doing a job as a pastime.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what's your favourite? What's your hobby? Oh, I like to deliver post. You know, it's a bit like...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Fishing's not for... You'd never sit still long enough,
no,
would you, to be?
No,
I mean, I would have thought the solitude would appeal to you.
Yeah, but you know, you can do that anywhere. Like, you can be on your own.
Yeah, you don't have to be cold
wet. You can be inside, watching Netflix. You can do what you want.
And fishermen are really committed, aren't they? They get up in the middle of the night, like, to go out and...
Collecting worms and all. Yeah. I see them across from the house, collecting worms, waiting for the tide to go out. Going out waders. Like, you can buy worms as well. Like,
you're right. But anyway, so look at the top five then. What's in the top five?
So the snooker is in the top five, which I think maybe at a time. Like, at least now when you watch snooker, it's in colour. Like, I remember my old man watching snooker, of all games, snooker, like, in black and white. And the commentator going,
"The pink is the one in the bottom left corner. The blue is the one in the middle of your screen."
And you're over going, writing it down and all. With a bookie's pen. You know, writing. And then, of course, every shot.
So that's the brown has now moved to the top.
Like, what in the name of God?
That would be
painful.
Rough.
And
that
same with horse racing back in the black and white days. You know,
you couldn't make out who the clerks were.
Yeah. And that's fella I don't know on the left, followed by another lad that looks like he's in with a chance.
Yeah.
You know,
the stripy chap with the stars.
Stripy chap with a star following stripy chap without one. You had no clue what was going on.
Snooker, I mean, I used to like watching snooker when I was younger, but I can understand that it's not exactly rip-roaring.
You were younger, snooker was outdoors and you hit each other with the cues and all. It's a much more refined sport nowadays.
Yeah. We used to call it croquet.
Then there's chess at number four.
Come on. We can agree on that.
You can't watch
chess match,
however interesting and into it you may be, as a spectator.
And whatever about playing it, if you're into playing it, but like watching it, he moved forward one square there.
That's rook 9 to pawn 7.
At least you would be able to watch that in black and white.
That's the only...
It's the perfect sport.
It's the only one you wouldn't know the difference. You'd actually wonder. Because even the lads would look ridiculous. And then there's bridge at number 3. Of course. I didn't even know you could bet on bridge. What are you betting on? Which pensioner is going to last the longest before they go to bed? Angie's getting tired now. I think he's going to need a nap soon.
It's going to stay up the lane.
There's Bridget. Bridget is wilting. Bridget. Oh, she's going for a brandy. She's got another 10 minutes in her yet.
I don't even know the rules of bridge.
I haven't a riddler.
It sounds like the weirdest game ever. And you're right, it does have a certain... It's right up there beside lawn bowls.
It definitely is.
It's definitely cards for vintage.
Here comes Albert now, up since 3 o'clock this morning. Went for a walk, saw a squirrel.
Both his legs have gone to sleep.
And Derek needs his medication, so this is all happening here.
I see the bedpan is coming out, toilet break.
Toilet break for everybody. This is the third one in a half an hour.
So bridge, watching bridge does not sound good.
And then there's cricket, of course. There's too many rules and too many.
On for a week.
Yeah, and you'll never understand the rules. And this is he's going for the wiggly bit, which is scroddly wicket. You know all these mad things they have. It's a toodly do. He's going for the toodly do. That's a toodly do, and a number 2 coming at you from the bottom of the shoe. Well done, Albert Einstein. It's a congratulations. He's going for it with the turny. Turny-worny. Like, it's the most ridiculous. Having a clue what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Having a clue.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the fourth run of this, Willoughby, that's going on the diddly booby. Haven't a rash ass what they're on about.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to get you commentating on a cricket game.
I'd
watch that one.
Haven't a rash ass. They could be bridge commentary over.
And they did try and, you know, they did try and spice it up, didn't they? They introduced shorter games and you were allowed to wear other colours.
Wear other colours. Imagine a sport where they turn around and say you're allowed to wear runners, but only if you're on the third doodly-doo of the wiggity dick.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Even I think it's totally unfair that golf has been voted the number one most boring sport to watch.
Yeah.
Even I think that's not fair. Like, yeah. Again, compared to what we've just gone through.
Yeah, I suppose watching on the telly, you know, it's not as bad. I mean, if you've ever gone to a golf tournament or whatever, you know, depends on, you know, how long you're waiting for the next crowd to come through and stuff, maybe. Yeah. But golf's a bit harsh now.
Yeah, golf is harsh. Yeah. The thing I love about golf is you always know a golfer. Like, yeah, you can meet a golfer anywhere, at any time.
Yeah.
And you'll know it's a golfer. He'll be there with his jogger shorts. Standing on the beach.
The best golf story you've ever had was when you met that lad in Clontarf.
Yeah, and he goes, "Do you play the golf, do you?" And I says, "No, I never do." And he goes, "Neither do I, but I love the jumpers," he says.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Oh my God. I tell you something, right? We were saying on the show during the week, right, that it was a very long week.
Yeah, it's been.
My God, even just listening back to some of the best bits, it was mad.
It was a mad week,
Whatever that illness you have, whatever the chest infection does to you.
Yeah.
It obviously seeps upwards into your head or something.
I don't know. It's either that or the mental illness. Luckily, I have a team of professionals trying to figure it out. Yeah, yeah.
On hand. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And thankfully, you're here as well.
Yeah, in my carer capacity, I'm always there or thereabouts. And of course, in fairness to you, we almost killed you during the week as well. There was a few.
Oh my God!
Part of that competition we were doing. Yeah,
that was ludicrous.
You thought frozen vegetables was a low.
I did. Yeah, I honestly thought eating a hard brick of cauliflower for no apparent reason other than your entertainment was as bad as it was going to get, and it actually did get a lot worse.
Did it ever, I tell you. Yeah. Did it ever. Anyway, listen, thanks a million for hanging around with us. And sure, let's just get out of here, will we?
Let's get out of here. And we'll talk to you next week if they haven't killed me, to be honest.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.